Hey, Brad Scott said this yesterday. I think the game looks fantastic. Everyone would agree the standard of the footy this year has been exceptional. Maybe not everybody will agree with that. I'd love to hear from you this morning, okay? Along the lines of where the game is at right now, do you think that there's been a shift in the game in the way that it's looked and the way that it's played in the last 12 months? I know we concentrate on the scoring. To my eye, it has been a better game of football to watch. Now, maybe it's just the way the coaches have decided to go in a different direction with what they want and instruct their players to do. Mm-hmm. And we know, we saw that last weekend. The Bulldogs attacked hard. They moved the ball really quickly. Melbourne attacked hard. They moved the ball really quickly. Those two teams thought that, okay, the best way to break down the opposition's defence is to keep the ball moving, change the angle, all those types of things. Mm. Is it a better game for the changes that have been made in the last 12 months?
Yeah, and the stand rule, which was the most controversial of all the rules that were introduced, he said he's not going to tinker with that, didn't he, Brad? Said that then that's just going to have time to be bedded down, that and the play on from fullback. I love the play on from fullback. And the stand rule for me, I get it. This needs to be adjudicated harshly or more stringently, I think, from the umpires as soon as you go off the line just to get that play on call a little bit quicker. But I didn't mind it.
It's never going to be perfect. No, it's never going to suit everybody. And it never has. It never has. But I think the ball has been released a lot more than what it previously was. And that adds to the overall effect of the way the game's being played. And it's more pleasing to the eye than what it was the previous years, probably the last 5 years. I think this year, to me, the game has looked better as a spectacle this year than it has for 5 years.
Mark's in Strathmore. What's your thoughts on it, Mark?
Morning, boys. Yeah, gout, best thing ever put on earth. I can agree with you with that one.
Oh, you're talking about the gout,
Doubt, yeah, most painful thing ever given to man. The game, compared to 5 years ago, I reckon was nearly unwatchable. And the last 12 months, especially those last two games from the Bulldogs and from Melbourne, couldn't be more watchable.
Right, that's a positive for Mark. This is off the temper text. Outside of Melbourne, Richmond and the Bulldogs, the game styles, the AFL's the worst it's been for a decade. So is it geared towards individual teams who changes from game to game? Some playing ugly. It's always going to be the case, isn't it?
It always was the case. It always was the case, and it always has been the case, and it still will be. That you know, some teams will try and secure the ball, and they'll play a brand of football where it's slow and methodical, and they'll build their defence. And then other sides will rush and force them to play a different way. Have a look at the way the Sydney Swans started playing this year, and their ball movement.
But this is what happens, and I say this all the time, right? Because you've got lots of coaches now, and they're professional coaches, so they've got lots of time. Not lots of time, they work hard.
Yeah.
Whatever you throw in, whatever rule change you throw in, the first 6 weeks we went, wow, have a look at this.
Yeah.
And then, of course, what happens is teams go to work on it. Okay, we'll slow it down. And the umpires don't adjudicate it as harshly or whatever. And then it just got clogged up again for a while. But teams still, I think, they work out how they're going to work that out.
Yeah. But the best games feature all the different components, don't they? Like, hopefully we get a grand final next weekend that features, the great defensive. The game can get bogged down for, 15 minutes, but it can be intense. It can be physical. It can be aggressive. It can be this arm wrestle. And you're completely invested in the game of football. So it doesn't have to be that the ball is just zinging all over the place. But when it breaks free, players get the opportunity to display their skills.
Because when it zings all over the place, people go, look at this, the circle work.